In the age of the apostles.
那在保罗所讲的最后一句话，后来就会应验到我们的身上。
And Paul's prophecy in the last book of Acts is now going to come to fruition during our time.
就是《使徒行传》二十八章二十八节。
And that is in Acts chapter 28, verse 28.
那现在换到启示录。
And now we're turned to Revelation.
启示录是使徒时代之后要发生的事情。
And the book of Revelation describes the things that shall occur after the time of the apostles.
那我们今天早上也最后讲到，我们就是正在这个时候。
And we have left off where we said that we are at the cusp of the beginning of this Revelation.
我们也是最幸运的人呐。
And we are also the most blessed generation.
来，我们来看启示录一章一节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 1.
我们一起来念，从一节念到第三节。
Shall we read it aloud?
无论你是什么语言，就一起念。
Does it matter what language?
来，预备，起。
耶稣基督的
启示，就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的，都证明出来。念这书上预言的，和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的，都是有福的，因为日期近了。好，日期近了。
The time is near.
二十二章第十节。
Chapter 22, verse 10.
也是这样的记载，日期近了。
Likewise, it records the same.
二十二章二十节。
22:10.
二十节也是一样。
And it is also the same.
日期近了。
That the time is near.
所以整个启示录是以日期近了当一个好像框一样框住了整本的书。
And so, like the quotation marks, the time is near is a key phrase that is encapsulating the book of Revelations.
日期近了。
Time is near.
二十二章第十节。
Chapter 22, verse 4.
所以不可封上这书上的预言。
So do not seal the words of this book.
所以启示录本身是一个已经开封了，就是那印已经开了印的书了。
So the book of Revelations is actually the seal that has been opened.
对，那这告诉我们，就是说，跟旧约的启示录，旧约有一本启示录就是但以理书来比较。
So what does this tell us? It is a comparison.The book of Revelations in Old Testament, which is the book of Daniel.
所谓旧约的启示录就是但以理书。
We call the Revelations of the Old Testament the book of Daniel.
但以理是大门眷爱的人呐，神很爱的一个人。
Daniel was a godly man that was beloved by God.
他也很会祷告。
He also knew how to pray.
他有什么问题不明白，他就祷告。
Whatever questions he had, he would pray to inquire the Lord.
第十章记载，他听到了预言，不明白就祷告。
So it records in Daniel chapter 10 that he had a prophecy he did not understand, so he prayed.
并且禁食三个七天。
And he fasted seven days, three times.
然后神就指示他。
And then the Lord instructed him.
到十二章。
And chapter 12.
神又讲一些预言了。
God again said some prophecies.
好，我们看最后。
Let's look at the end.
他又不明白了。
He still did not understand.
所以第六节。
And so in verse 6 it says.
十二章。
Daniel chapter 12 verse 6. One of them said to the man clothed in linen, which was above the waters of the river, how long would it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled?
到什么时候会应验呢？
When will these things be fulfilled?
好，第七节是答案哦。
And seven is the answer.
那第八节呢？
And verse 8.
他说我听见这话，他不明白。
I heard, but I did not understand, Daniel said.
他说主啊，这些事情结局要怎么样呢？
So Daniel asked, my Lord, what will the outcome of all this be?
不明白要问啊。
And so if you don't understand, you need to ask.
他还是很惯常的不明白，问了之后还不够，有时候还禁食祷告。
So Daniel was very, he was very inquisitive. He kept asking questions.
但是第九节,
and so in verse 9,
神怎么回答他?
How did God reply to Daniel?
神就说你不用再祷告了。
God said, Daniel, you don't need to ask anymore.
神也怕他说, 他如果信心坚强, 一定要知道, 又禁食三个七天, 那, 哇, 实在是太, 他已经年纪那么大了, 三个七天之后, 21天瘦巴巴的神也是很难过。
Perhaps God was concerned about his health. Maybe if Daniel resolved to fast another 3 weeks, Daniel would be too thin. 嗯,
神跟他说,
and so God said,
第九节,
in verse 9, he said, he replied, go on your way, Daniel, because the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end.
但以理书到最后是封闭的。
And so the end of Daniel, the words have been sealed.
隐藏封闭,
the words have been hidden, were closed up, and sealed until the very end time.
如果你是但以理那个时代的人,
and so if you are a person from the generation of Daniel,
你读但以理书不懂就不懂,
and so when you read the book of Daniel, if you didn't understand, then don't bother to ask any more questions.
你也不用说祷告求明白,
and there's no need for you to fast and pray to ask for the answer.
不然神会说, 你只管去了。
Because God will say, let it be.
最后但以理书是怎么结束的?
And so how did Daniel conclude?
13节,
that's in verse 13.
你却去等候结局。
As for you, go your way till the end.
如果这时候你是已经100岁了, 还可以吧, 哈。
So perhaps if you were 100 years old, this will be good.
如果你这时候才30岁, 小孩才2岁, 神说你回去, 你到天家来等候结局, 我看你, 你说太早了一点吧。
But if today you're 2 years old, 30 years old, and God told you to go home and wait until the end, you might be puzzled.
所以但以理书不懂就不懂, 不要再问了。
And so at that time, God said to Daniel, if you don't understand, let it be.
但是要等, 等到我们这个时候。
So it was not until the end time, which is our generation, that we can start to begin.
所以启示录是开封的。
And so Revelation has been sealed up to now.
时候到了。
But now the time has come.
所以这里告诉我们。
And so here it says.
第三节啊,
and verse 3.
念这书上预言,
those who read of this book of prophecy.
三节,
Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy.
听, 你念这书上预言。
Those who read,
这是单数哦,
and this is a singular. Blessed is he who reads.
He who啊, 这是单数一个人。那后面呢，听的跟那个行的是复数。
And the ones in the back as hear, and also keeps are plural, so it's those.
在那个时候念这个字哈, 这是特殊的在会堂里面念的。
In the past,
耶稣到会堂去也是一个人起来大声念。
During the time of Jesus, only one person would stand up in the synagogue to read the word of God.
那其他人就听。
And so everyone else would sit there and listen.
那听完要去做。
And those others who hear, they would have to go ahead and practice the word.
念听行都是有福的。
And those who read, hear, and do, keep these words, will all be blessed.
启示录开始就是用福来带入整卷书。
So the book of Revelations opens with a promise of blessing.
这个跟耶稣来的时候, 那个把福音带进来也是一样的开始。
And this is similar to when Jesus started preaching, he was bringing the gospel, the salvation.
马太福音第五章,
in Matthew chapter 5,
耶稣开始宣道。
Jesus started his ministry.
他就上山。
And he went up to the mountain.
就开始讲。 几乎,
and then he started to give.
在那里你可以看到八个福气, 并且最后呢, 还有一个就是你们的福气。
On the Sermon on the Mount, you discuss the eight Beatitudes plus one more, blessing.
Beatitudes 就好了,
Beatitudes.
如果你算算, 英文的话, 应该有9次的 blessed, 对不对?
There's 9 times of blessed in the Beatitudes.
那前8次是 广泛的,
The first 8 times are general.
对, 那第9次是特殊的, 就你们。
And the 9th time is to you, plural, And it is a special blessing.
那当然，因为中国人的世界，中国人比较喜欢八嘛，八仙、八宝、八什么。
Chinese translation.
前面的就把它称作八福。
The Beatitudes are translated as the eight blessings because the Chinese people like eight.
那英文的就没有什么八福呢。
But in English, Beatitudes are not limited to eight.
Beatitudes 就 Beatitudes， 没有说一二三四五六七八了，其实全部是九个。
So there is nine blessings.
但是它不一样的，在结构上不一样。第九个是特别给门徒说你们。
And so
那其他都是说 he who are blessed 怎么怎么好。
But the last blessing was a particular blessing granted to the disciples, and the structure of that verse is completely different.
啊，那启示录呢？一开始就福，启示录里面你可以算算有七福啊。
If you read the book of Revelations, there's actually seven blessings.
七末世有七福。
There are seven blessings of the end time.
但是它不像刚开始一样，是一开始全部讲完，而是呢一个一个藏在里面。
But these blessings are not obvious. It is revealed one at a time.
那第一福是什么呢？
And what is the first blessing?
念这书上预言。
Those who he who reads this, the words of this prophecy.
你说我不会念啊，那就听也可以。
And those who hear the words of this prophecy.
那但是最后要把它行出来。
And those who keep the words of this prophecy.
所以这就有福了。
These people will be blessed.
今天是安息日，是有福的日子。
Today is the Sabbath day. It is a blessed day.
并且又加上刚刚你念的三节启示录。
And now that you have read the three verses of Revelation,
又加了三节启示录，念启示录的福气，对不对？
You now you have been added three more blessings from reading these verses.
因为我们已经相信了，有念有福嘛。他说念的有福啊，但刚刚你有念嘛？
Because we have faith that we believe that those who read of this word will be blessed.
这个念是要念出声的念，而不是用眼睛念的。
The word read here is actually referring to reciting loudly, out loud.
那你说我不懂字，不懂字听人家也有福。刚刚你没有念，你注意听也是有福。
Even if you're illiterate, you can also listen and receive this blessing.
你说我老花眼看不到啊，怎么念呢？
If your eyes are poor,
是不是？
You can also listen.
注意听也可以。
To the words of this prophecy.
但最后是要把它做出来。
But the most important thing is to keep the words.
所以启示录是做什么的？
And so what is Revelations on?
让你来遵行的。
It is something that we need to keep.
所以这一书就是末世的圣徒，你的行为的标准是什么？启示录。
And so what is the standard for the saints in the end time?
It is this.因为是让你来遵行的嘛，对不对？
It is the standards laid out in the book of Revelation.
特别给末世的人来遵行的。
It is something for the saints in the end time to keep.
啊，如果你说我不懂啊，不懂怎么行？
If we say we don't understand it, how can we keep it?
我们看刚刚你有念过第一节哈，第一章第一节。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
启示是给谁的？
Who are the people written for in this book?
一般都认为说，一谈到启示说啊，那是黄尼撒长老的啦。
We probably think that the audience of this book is people who are Elder Elisha Huang.
一谈到启示就是啊，伊丽莎长老。
Because he is the expert on this book of Revelations.
啊，其他就不是给你的吗
？And so is this book not for us then？
那你说。啊、那是给长老给执事的了，给传道的。
Oh no, this book is too complicated. It is not for the masses. It's for the elders or deacons to understand.
啊，感谢主，你现在是有够慷慨啊。
But actually, Jesus is very generous.
你呀、啊，你很慷慨啊。
You.
对。
You are very generous.
因为你们都把这个福气给别人嘛。
Because now you are giving away this blessing of revelations to others.
启示是给谁的？
The book of Revelation is for whom?
你看第一节就讲了。
It says here clearly.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。
Which God gave him to show his servants.
他的众仆人。
His servants.
你是不是神的仆人？
Are you a servant of God?
你说不是。
And if you say no?
啊，你是谁？你是主人啊。
Then who are you? Are you a master?
那你要想说，我也不是。
And then say no, I'm not a master.
不管你是什么。
Then who are you?
如果你不是仆人，等一下哈、哦，我看外面如果有垃圾啊，厕所里面好像有点水，你去把它擦一擦，你就是仆人了。
Anyone who picks up trash, anyone that cleans the toilets, you are a servant of God.
对不对？ 那就是给你的
了。So this book is written for us.
你总不能在扫厕所，你说我是主人啊。
Anyone who serves God in any capacity, including cleaning the bathrooms, is a servant of God.
所以只要你今天早上来教儿童诗班，也是神的仆人啊。
And the person who teaches the children choir is also a servant of God.
你来煮饭也是神的仆人。
If you cook for the Lord, you are a servant of God.
你来开大门也是仆人嘛，你总不能说我主人来开了。
The door, you're also a servant of God.
所以启示录是给谁的？
And so who is the book of Revelation written for?
给神的仆人。
It is written for His servants.
如果你是认为你是神的仆人，那就给你。
If you recognize that you are a servant of God, you know this book is for you.
我们每个人都是神的仆人。
And so each one of us is the servant of God.
耶稣才是我们的主啊！哦，你每次在祷告说主啊，主啊，他是主，当然你是仆人啊，总不能说两个主嘛。
And so as we call him Lord, Lord in our prayer, Jesus Christ is our Lord and Master. We are the servants.
所以启示是给我们的。
And so Revelation is a book written just for us.
给每个人的。
It is for every one of us.
不要总是那么慷慨，都是把最好的给别人。
We need not give away the blessings.
神借要给我们就接受了。
The blessings that God wants to give us, we shall accept.
那既然这样子的话，在末世越来越近的话，一定会明白。
And so, as the time draws nearer, we will continue to see more clearly what is recorded in the Book of Revelation.
到什么样的程度会明白到什么样的程度？不然这个神也是开玩笑嘛，对不对？
As the time draws near, it will become clearer to us what Revelations is all about.
你叫两岁的小孩，你拿那个什么，那个不是药方，那个什么用法，处方表，你说来自己念，来自己照着这样做。两岁小孩把你那个什么处方表，不是药啊，怎么吃什么，当什么当垃圾丢了。看不懂啊。
If you were to give a prescription instructions to a 2-year-old, they would just crumple it up and throw it away.
神既然说把这个事给他的众仆人。
Because they don't understand it. So likewise, as God has given this letter to his servants.
只要你是当仆人，一定会懂啊。你如果不懂的话，这个神太开玩笑太大了嘛，对不对？
We have faith that God will let us understand because we're his servants.
并且是叫我们读，叫我们听，要叫我们去行。你看不懂这个处方，你叫他去行，那不是开玩笑开大了。
God commands us to read it, to hear it, and to understand and keep it.
除非你不想当仆人。
So unless you don't want to be servant.
除了你不想当福，不想得福。
Unless you do not want the blessings of this book.
那就拉倒了。
Then you will not seek to understand the words of this book.
但是很。一开始开宗明义就告诉我们了。
So as it opens up here in an introduction.
所以启示录第一个是启示。
That we understand the book of Revelation is a book of prophecy.
是耶稣基督的启示。
It is a prophecy or revelation of Jesus Christ.
并且呢，他要讲的时间是以后要发生的事。
And what he speaks about is the things that shall occur.
对，当然这个是对使徒是在看异象那所讲的。
This was revealed during the time of the apostles.
就是约翰看到这个的时候，是从那时候讲以后。
And so it was revealed to Apostle John when he saw the vision the first time.
那今天早上我们讲过了，正书教会一开始出来，启示录已经怎么样开封了，正在进行。
Mentioned toward the end in morning sermon is that as True Jesus Church emerged, that was the beginning of the opening of the seal of the Book of Revelations.
所以你要看教会的以后的走向，是看启示录。
Want to see the future of our church? You would read the Book of Revelations.
因为这是给教会的。
Because this is a letter for the church.
以教会以救赎的神的国为最主要主轴的一个历史的发展。
Because this is an essential requirement for understanding the history of salvation and the role of the church in salvation.
所以启示录到最后的第七号哈，吹第七号就是末次号筒吹响的时候，最后的宣告是什么呢？
And so, what is the final call, the seventh trumpet?
十一章十五节。
And that is in chapter 11, verse 15.
十一章十五节。
Revelation 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there was a loud voice in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
这是永永远远最后的结果，就是神的国。
So the kingdom of the Lord shall appear.
这个是从旧约，我们今天早上有讲的很久的，就是那个亚伯拉罕的大国哈。要使你成为大国最后的实现。
And this morning we had talked about the nation of Abraham, the promised nation. This nation has now been completely fulfilled, this spiritual kingdom here in Revelations.
所以启示录就是要讲神国的事情嘛。
And so the Revelation speaks of the spiritual kingdom of God.
最后所实现的就是神的国。
And the realization of actual kingdom of God.
神的国在哪里？
And where is the kingdom of God?
在厄瓦呢
The kingdom of God appears here in Irvine.
你现在正在坐在神国里面。
You are sitting, in fact, in the kingdom of God.
我们神的宝血所赎来的这些人，我们就是神的国了。
We all who have been redeemed and purchased by His blood are the church of God.
那我们也知道嘛，这是属灵的。
And we know that this is a spiritual kingdom.
所以启示录从第四章就在讲天上的这个神国的事情。
And so from the chapter 4, Revelations is talking about the spiritual heaven, spiritual kingdom.
天开了。
The kingdom of heaven is open, heaven opened.
那就看的异象。
And so a vision appeared.
天在哪里？
And where is heaven?
就在这里，天国就在这里。
The kingdom of heaven is here.
一个经节我们非常熟的就是以弗所书第二章。
We're all familiar with the book of Ephesians, chapter 2.
以弗所书二章。第六节
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 2
二章第六节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 Who being in very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped 第七节
以弗所书二章六节
二章六节对一个年
以弗所书 二章六以弗所书
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus
你现在已经坐在天上了
So did you know that you're sitting in heaven now?
所以用俗人讲你坐在哪里你说我是坐在厄瓦教会的那个椅子上
Physically speaking we're sitting in the seats in the Irvine church
对你肉身坐在这里
Though your flesh may be seated here.
但属灵层面来讲，已经坐在天上。
But spiritually speaking, we're sitting with the Lord in the heavenly realms.
天上就是属灵的教会。
And that heavenly realm is His church.
属灵的神的国度里面。
The spiritual kingdom of God.
所以世上的国要成为我主基督的国。
And so the kingdom of God shall appear on here on earth.
所以整个启示录是用教会的观点来看的，用神国观点来看的。
And so the book of Revelation can be read from the perspective of the church.
所以你要看这个世界走向哪里。
So when we want to see how this world will continue to progress.
世界外面的政治、社会、经济，这只是一个陪衬的而已。
When you see the social, political, and economic events that continue to unfold in the world.
这些都会过去的。
All these shall pass.
但是神最那个最关心的、最关注的是，其实是他的国，是教会。
But the thing that concerns God the most, it is a matter of the kingdom of His kingdom.
所以你在读启示录说，其实意思要用国度，就是神的国度、教会的观点来看。
And so when you're reading Revelations, we must view it from the perspective of the church.
世界末日不末日，你看世界，看教会。
So if you want to see the end time, you want to see the church.
你不要看哦，这又是中东战争，又是哪里，那个都不重要。
So it doesn't matter.
陪衬。
The end of the world, or the events and current affairs.
你地震再多也不用怕，只是灾难的开头而已啊！才开始你就吓得半死。
Or the earthquakes, or the crisis in the Middle East. None of that should faze you because those are the starting of the tribulations.
那个不是最基础的，不是最 essential 的。
They're not the most essential things we need to focus our minds on.
而是教会。
But our eyesight should be focused on the church.
那教会就是我们呐。
And because the church is us.
就是末世的圣徒。
And it is the saints of the end time.
好，所以你看，他这里告诉我们哦，他这个是要指示他的众仆人的。
So this book is written to instruct his servants.
所以从开这个时候开始，如果你每天念几节启示录是有福的。
So every day, if you were to read out loud every few verses of Revelations, you will receive its blessings.
中文说自求多福嘛，对不对？你自己要为自己求福啊。
So in Chinese, there's a saying that prosperity only comes if you seek it.
怎么自求多福、啊、
？So how can you pursue this prosperity?
有很多了哈。
There are many things.
其中之一就是读启示录，你跟他读，他就有福啊。
One of the ways.
不然，这主耶稣说的啦。
For you to gain blessing,
不管怎么，就是把它读。
Is to read this book of prophecy.
读的人，当然接下来你要听，不会读要听了，那最后要去行。
And to listen and to practice and keep these words.
那你不读怎么行啊
？And so if you don't read it, how can it be?
读都不读了，怎么行？所以一定要读启示录。
That you can be blessed if you can't even keep the word.
那你也不会说哇，启示录太奥妙了。
You may say, oh, Revelations is a difficult book.
哇，那是奥秘啊。
It is mysterious.
你讲这个是正面还是反面的？
Are you being negative or are you being positive?
如果你反面的意思说，哎呀，不要读了，读那个没有用啊，读了会反而怎么样，让人想东想西啦。
You may give up on it and you might say, well, if I read it, then I would probably start thinking and dreaming of weird things.
你看谁读了怎么。
Some people may say, well, if you read Revelations, you become weird.
你不要因为因意废食的时候你有一天嗝到了，那你就不吃饭了，那就饿死了。你有一天吃饭的时候你忽然嗝到，然后你就从那时候就不吃饭了，那不是饿死了吗？
So you would not because you had a hiccup that you refused to continue to eat.
启示录是要给我们读的。
So Revelation is a book for us.
要去读。
For us to read out loud.
然后不会读的就听。
And to listen.
最后把它行出来。
And to keep and practice.
一定有福。
And we will surely receive our blessings.
相信神啊，相信圣经。
We want to have faith in God and a faith in our Bible.
好，那第二节喽。
Verse two.
那接下来他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
And so the Lord sends his servant John.
那第二节。
Verse 2, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw.
好，启示录内容是什么？主要内容是什么？
So what is the main content of the book of Revelation?
第二节这边所讲的呢？
Verse 2,
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来，说他看见的最主要的两个大的主题就在这里。
And so here are the two major themes that John is going to reveal in the book of Revelations, which is the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
就是神的道，耶稣基督的见证，这是两大主题。
And so these are the two major topics in the book of Revelation, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以你想启示录，你不要想一想启示录又就想到什么战争啊，核子战啊，什么核子冬天啊，或是什么这个那个的，或是玛雅文化到什么2012年12月21号讲想的有的没有的那个，还是星际大战啊，想那么多。
So thinking of Revelation，
我不是说你不可以看不可以想，可以啊，但是那个不是，不要用那个来想启示录。
When we're thinking of Book of Revelations, we don't need to worry about the coming the cosmic end of things, the Mayan civilization, the 2012, and all those other things that is that we're hearing in the world today.
约翰给我们的信息是什么？
What is the message of John, Apostle John?
神的道。
It is the word of God.
耶稣基督的见证。
And the testimony of Jesus Christ.
你一定说啊，这个从小就听到大了。
Then you'll say, well, this is the same old thing I've heard since I was young.
神的道不会变的啦。你从小听到大，听到老，下一代也是这些东西了。
The word of God will never change. From the time you're young to you're old, it would never change.
所以启示录的主要内容是什么
？And so, what is the main content of Revelation?
约翰所看到的是什么
？What did John witness?
他写下来的是什么
？What did he write about?
神的道。
The word of God.
耶稣基督的见证。
The testimony of Jesus Christ.
就是这些而已。
And that is it.
所以启示录是末世圣徒的生活指南啊，你该怎么活，靠启示录。
And so the handbook to the saints of end time is written here for us to read.
所以回去天天念启示录，至少念一节嘛。
So I highly recommend you
有一节的福嘛，对不对？
To read
多少减一点福气啊。
At least one verse of Revelation every day to gain more blessings from the book of Revelation.
好，因为五点结束嘛，那我们现在休息一下下，然后四点十分再开始到五点，因为启示录讲不完了。
现在是五点半。
休息一下嘛，其实听的人很累啊。我们一起默祷。阿门。